Hi, and welcome back to SaaS Video Hour. Today we have a large crowd today. We've got three people so far, and we may have a few more join in, chatting live about Notion. I'm joined today by Ben Smith, Maria Aldry, and Kay Hai. I believe I just mispronounced that. Kay?
It's he, but it's all good.
Hey. Kay-hee. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining in today. Why don't we go around the room and introduce ourselves? So I'm Matt. I'm from the Capiche FM team and the host of this show. And then Ben, want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Ben. I'm a freelance designer and front-end developer, originally from Australia, currently living in London. And I help run the Notion subreddit and Notion Discord servers.
Awesome. Maria?
Hello, my name is Maria Aldry, and I am a productivity coach and a Notion consultant as well. I run groovywink.com. I am originally from Venezuela, but I'm living in Vancouver, and I help founders and small businesses to get their businesses and information going in Notion.
Awesome. And Kay?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kay He. I am calling in from LA. I am the creator and blogger at a site called radreads.co, where it is what the tagline is: come for the productivity hacks, stay for the existential. So I really try to marry some of the deeper questions about life by baiting you with ways to free up more time. Alongside that, I teach a course on how to build a full-on system to manage your life called Supercharge Your Productivity. And I do some small Notion consulting projects for startups looking to set their teams up.
Awesome. Sounds great. So we've got a wide range of skill sets and interests here about Notion. I'm curious, what got each of you starting using Notion? Let's go backwards. So start with Kay. When did you start using Notion, and what sort of made you think this is the tool you want to use?
Yes, that's a great question. So I was a failed computer scientist in another lifetime. I was a graduate of college like 22 years ago, but I loved the modular aspect of object-oriented programming, but I sucked at coding and I sucked at like algorithms and all that. But I took that, I carried that philosophy with me throughout my adult life as a professional and then as an entrepreneur, you know, like hacking things like using Excel sheets with lots of macros and like being one of the only people who used Microsoft Access. And then when Airtable came out, I was like, oh my God, this thing is awesome because it's finally like a cloud-based, you know, database for more of a consumer, you know, use case, at least in my case. And so I just love the modular approach of building things and really having the freedom to canvas the tools, but I never want to write a lick of code again. And so as an entrepreneur that needed to like kind of craft his own solutions on the fly, once Notion came along about 2 years ago, I was just totally enamored with it. And another thing that I realized was for me to use a tool, it has to have good design. If a tool doesn't have good design, I won't use it. So it's not a criticism for tools that have bad design. It's just me recognizing my own biases. And so that really made Notion separate itself in my world from a variety of different tools.
So does that have anything to do with why you're not using Rome?
I actually have played a lot with Rome, and I think it's incredible because it kind of blows up the traditional paradigm of file management with the whole linking to blocks. And I think it's so freaking cool. The thing about Rome, the design, actually, I didn't mind the design of Rome because it overcompensates with speed, which Notion lacks. But
definitely.
When I realized after 3 or 4 months with Roam was that for my use cases, it was like driving a Ferrari to go pick up milk at the grocery store. Like, I just needed to get to the store. I actually don't need to link at the block level. It's just, that's not that useful for my use cases. It's a great feature, but it's not useful for me.
Interesting. Well, you mentioned design, and so that was, I felt like there was a debate on Capiche community a while back about Roam versus Notion, and design came up as like the number one thing of like, I can't use something that's like so hard to look at all day. And that was why they picked, whoever had commented, that was why they picked Notion over Roam.
Got it.
Yeah. So let's jump over to Maria. Maria, when did you start using Notion and what made it click for you? What made this the tool you want to devote time to?
Yeah, so I heard about Notion from Francesco D'Alessio from Keep Productive. He was mentioning in his YouTube channel something about this new app called Notion, where you can do basically everything. And that interested me because I've used a lot of other apps before. Before I was a virtual assistant and also in digital marketing, and so I needed to use a lot of those like Asana and Todoist to coordinate a lot of things. And I never felt like aligned to any of those apps. Even though I was using them, I didn't feel like they were my own. And so when I saw Notion for the first time, I was like, okay, let me try with this app. I was playing around and I realized that it was effortless. I could move information between pages. I could create databases. I could save basically everything in a highly visual and flexible but minimal way. And that made me realize that it was very empowering to create workflows that really worked for the way I was thinking. And so I was able to create a world basically within my own productivity space. And within and using the information, the frameworks that I was using before, so I was able to use that there. So building a second brain, for example, that was really useful for me to be able to adapt there, and it was really useful for me to get things done in the end. Even though it's really fun to play with Notion, I was also able to focus, so that was really important to me.
Very cool. So did you end up replacing, say, Asana and Todoist and other tools that you mentioned with Notion and just went all in on Notion as the one productivity tool you use for everything?
Yeah, it's basically the one besides the calendar, which I use the Google Calendar. And but yeah, it's basically Notion, the place where I save all of the knowledge that I'm gathering, collecting all of the resources, and managing my projects, as well as it becomes like a wiki for my life in my business. So yeah, it's basically my all-in-one
Nice.
Right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Ben, over to you. What got you using Notion?
Well, yeah, I think I'm in a similar boat to the other guys. It was, well, for me, I remember when it first came out, it didn't have databases, it didn't have anything like that. So it was quite minimal,
Oh, wow.
But it was kind
yeah.
of, yeah, this was like 2015, I think. So yeah, I started using it because it was one of those things. I'm a child of the internet. Every time a new sort of toy comes along, you play with it. But it didn't really do anything extra. And it wasn't until those databases got released that it really kind of switched something in my brain, and I went, this suddenly becomes this really powerful thing that you can make it do whatever you want, which I guess at this point in time seems to be the, you know, it's very powerful, and people get sort of intimidated by that. But for me, coming from a sort of design development background, it just made sense. A pleasure to use, and yeah, I've been using it for everything ever since. It's kind of my all-in-one as well. I don't really use anything else. in terms of tasks or anything like that. I've got a pretty good system set up in there now. So yeah, but it's probably been from like 2015.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. So when you first were using it, it was basically just a note taking tool, right?
It was, and it had a different interface. The new things they were releasing was the sidebar and stuff like this. So yeah, it had this drag and drop interface where you drag the blocks in from the right hand side. So yeah, it was kind of revolutionary because no one else was really doing it, but they hadn't really hit that sweet spot, I think, where when they released databases and the whole relational aspect of it started happening.
Yeah.
That's I think when they hit that. Because as the other guys were saying, it, you know, the Airtable side of things, that database aspect was really the turning point.
Yeah.
So, Kay, I was a bit like you. I used Access back in the day for really the dumbest stuff, like just cataloging books in the house and things that I didn't really even need a database for. But I love that you could just build something on your own with it, right? And it was the first tool that gave me that, what nowadays I guess would be called the no-code type experience of being able to build something from scratch on your own. And it felt like you made some unique thing, but it's really just remixing the software. And that, I think, is what was part of made me think Notion was a great tool. A few years back, I was on the Zapier team. We originally were using Trello for tasks. And Trello is, as you guys probably know, is a very structured Kanban board. It's easy to use, but once you need more than a certain level of features, you sort of hit a wall. And so we then went to Airtable. And that worked well. We were able to build a more detailed database. It still had Kanban boards. But even still, after a while, you start hitting a limit there where it's like, wait, I need a bit more here. And that's where Notion sort of came in. And it's like, okay, now you can have your notes, you can have your whole even article drafts for a marketing team or whatever inside those tasks. And it was crazy how much you could do in Notion. The flip side of that, though, is Notion can be hard to stay organized. So I'm curious, what tips do you guys have about keeping Notion organized as you've got so much stuff in there, everything from these in-house apps that you're building to just random notes and clippings? Do you have any tips to keep Notion organized and making it easy to find stuff? Kate, want to start?
Okay, yeah. It's a good question because it can, right, anytime you increase the degrees of freedom, you increase the permutations of where things can live and how things can be organized. And Notion has this, it has kind of a hybrid structure in the sense that, you know, you have the traditional hierarchical HTML type organization, and then you have the relational database component of it, and you have the tagging component of it that kind of gives you more degrees of freedom, more filtering views. And I think, you know, the search doesn't work as fast as I would like it to. So you can't use search as a crutch the way you could use search as a crutch in Gmail, right? Like I never would file anything in Gmail because I know the search is so good. So the tips that I would recommend, I would say there are two. The first is that, and I see this often with new Notion users making this mistake, is that they just start kind of hyperlinking files and wikis and, you know, dragging and dropping. I would flip that and have a primary table of notes. If your atomic unit is notes, which most people's are, have a primary database. So every single note you create lives in that database. And then when you need to, say, call a list of SOPs, you can create a link database, you know, or a window, for those of you not familiar with Notion, a window into a filtered view, basically, that's its own block of only SOPs, and you can display it as appropriately. You could also do the same thing with tasks. Like, don't have any floating tasks laying around. Have a tasks primary table. So every single task is in one table that you reference in different units. And from that, I would say the thing to add a more one more layer of organizational data, metadata, would be to use templates within tables. And again, this might be a little hard to describe on, you know, quote unquote radio, but if you go into a table in the top right corner, you have that blue button that says new, create a new row. There's a little arrow, tiny little arrow, which was bigger, that you hit that and you can basically pre-select, you can pre-populate the metadata, any column in your page that you're about to create. You can customize it. So that helps create some like loose structure above a tight structure of a database, and then you can add your columns and your filters and all that.
Those are great tips. Thank you. Maria, what do you think? What's the best ways to keep Notion organized?
Well, one of my favorite ways to keep everything actually organized, including Notion, is having the habit of doing the weekly review and having the habit of continue to commitment of maintaining the workspace that you have. Same with your physical workspace and your desktop. You need some maintenance. You need to move information around. You need to make sure that the information is in the right place so for you to find it. And so depending on what organizational framework you have, it doesn't matter, but the idea of doing a weekly review where you sit every week for 15 or 30 minutes to organize your inboxes in your life, so your email, your desktop, your workspaces in Notion, they all help to really understand what is important and what are your projects and how you're going to plan for them. And so I feel that that's the best way to really, set a time every week to really organize and realize what information do you have available and what can you do ongoingly to maintain those projects and that information. So that's what I recommend is doing the weekly review.
Very cool. So that's a bit like the GTD, getting things done, mm-hmm. philosophy, right? Where you're, what is it? You're supposed to dump everything out of your brain, write it down somewhere, and then organize it into tasks, and then come back and review later to see what you've accomplished, what's still left, right? And then go from there.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, it comes from the GTD, but obviously everyone can do it their own way. The idea is to create that flow of information, so it doesn't clutter your workspace and doesn't feel like too overwhelming when you come back to it. So it's same with cleaning your physical notes and all that. So it comes from the GTD framework.
Awesome. And Ben, what's your best tips for keeping Notion organized?
Well, yeah, I was absolutely going to say the whole review process. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, either they jump into Notion and they try and build out a system immediately, based on any of the ones that are available. And that can become overwhelming because all of a sudden you've got all these different places stuff can live. So I think Kay's exactly right. Kind of start small. You start to see how information is related to it. Other information, and you can start building out other databases. And then in that review process, you start to see how stuff can then be consolidated down again. So it's almost like this ongoing process of looking at the information you've got, whether it's a project or a task or an overarching goal. I enjoy it when I'm able to really make a database concise. Or if I can combine two together, because I suddenly realize that they're very similar in their information. That whole review process, I think, is one of the most important things. And as Maria said, if you keep doing it, then you're more likely to go back and actually do it at the end of the week or end of the month, whenever you do it. Another tip, what would another tip be? I think start small is a big thing with Notion, especially because it's so, the flexibility can be overwhelming. So Yeah, just start with little bits of information and then build with that over time.
And I'll just build on Ben starting small, because I think starting small, it's starting small makes you distill, or it reminds you why you're actually using the tool.
Right.
I think people get so enamored with Notion because of all the cool things that you can do that they start doing cool things while forgetting why they use the tool in the first place. I know it sounds kind
exactly.
of like mundane saying that, or a little, you know, wonky, but it's true. You can get, it's not a criticism of Notion, but the number of people that I see spending time picking their emoji icons and like downloading icon sets is like, okay, that's cool, but that's not moving the ball forward in your life, most likely.
Right. Well, it might be, yeah. That emoji might get me.
It might.
Yeah. That's a task for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
if you're on Apple's emoji team.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I find this fascinating. It feels like the default way to go into Notion is to approach it like a notebook, right? Where almost like Evernote or OneNote, where you would have had notebooks and subpages under that with notes, or folders with files inside, as you would in Dropbox, Google Drive, and their respective Word and Google Docs. Instead, with Notion, it feels like the suggestion here is to treat everything like a database. So not just tables of info that you would typically think of as a spreadsheet, but basically you guys are all recommending to treat the entire everything in your Notion as a database, and then use that as the framework to drill down into stuff and both keep everything organized, related to each other, and then also just as a way to, I guess, navigate Notion in general instead of the default sidebar and standard list organization.
I think I think the answer is yes, because you'll quickly realize if you're going to have more than 20 pages in your workspace, you'll quickly realize that it becomes a bit of a hot mess to find what you're looking for. I think there's a more important question that I challenge my clients and my students to ask, which is, what's my atomic unit of work, right? So the note is an atomic unit of work for a lot of people. But if you're investing in stocks, the stock might be the atomic unit of your work, right? You're responsible for 20 stocks and you need to know everything about these 20 stocks. And so that might need to be a primary table for you, but most likely Ben and Maria have no use for a primary stock ticker table. And so there is this, like, I think this is both the beauty and the challenge of Notion, is that it forces you to really rethink. You have to design your own architecture. Again, most of us are using, like, you could really quickly recreate, you know, Google Suite, right, which is like docs and folders. But if you want to really go to that next level and really tap into the customization aspect of it, then it could really level up with more like design, like system design architecture. I just threw those three words together because I couldn't find the right one, but you know what I mean.
Information architecture, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, for me, I feel that Notion, the way that you organize things, is for you to eliminate the question, what was I looking for? Basically, and it really depends on how you organize your information. For me, using the frameworks of building a second brain and not using more than four levels deep or putting everything in a database also helps me find the information faster, and I know exactly where everything else is, because basically I either have a project, an area, or a resource, and I already know where things go. And so having that in mind, or creating that, like Kay said, this information architecture, in place where you can stop forgetting where things go, where is the information going. So I think that's also a very important part of organizing that information.
Yeah, I think so. I love that perspective because one of the challenges sometimes of saving notes and building a habit, I guess, of storing all the information that you come across in a second brain type tool is the question of where to put it. And I feel like the wiki linking idea in Rome Research type tools is that you can just put it anywhere and then link random words, and then the connections will show up over time. And I feel like what you're proposing here, Maria, is to basically build enough of a structure where when you come across something new, you should know exactly where that goes. And then it's more like, I guess, having a library with a Dewey Decimal System where you know this book should go on this shelf because of its category and the organization system you've already set up.
Yeah, everything in its place. It's like you know where everything is. It's like having a house or your place where you know where you put your keys. So where you know where you put this type of information, and you don't get lost in your own space, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. If I put my keys in any different spot other than my default drawer, they're lost. There's no way to find them. So quick pause here. If you're listening live, we'd love to have any questions you have about Notion. You can, if you're called in, open capiche.fm/sass in your browser, or if you're already online, then you're ready. In the chat box there, you can send in any questions you have about Notion or topics you'd like to hear us discuss today, and we'd love to bring them up during this roundtable. So speaking of organization, and that sort of points to what I feel like many people feel like is a weakness in Notion, that it can be difficult or overwhelming as you first get started, and then over time as you add more and more stuff in the Notion. So that could be one weakness of Notion, is that it can feel overwhelming and difficult to find stuff. I'm curious, what do you guys think are some of Notion's other, shortcomings or things that you feel like you would love to see Notion improve on? Ben, it's you to start this one.
Where do we start? I actually started a database, of course, of all the stuff that, as over time, I started seeing like little shortcomings, like little requests that I thought would be beneficial, and sort of open that up publicly. So you start to see over time people start finding it and making comments and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it has to do with sort of the functionality of the databases. Obviously, timeline was a big one. And everyone's talking about offline now because of the recent outages and all that kind of stuff. I think it's really, for me, it's kind of just, they need to, like a performance sort of thing, if that makes sense. Sometimes it just feels like, I'm waiting and something doesn't work and I don't know why. It gives me an error. I don't know what that error means. And sort of coming from a semi-technical background, you start to see things where you kind of go, I don't understand why that's so difficult. For me, when you start to see other applications like Coda and that kind of thing where they really kind of latched onto the database side of things as well, but pushed that to the limit. You start kind of going, well, if I had this little thing, like more advanced formulas and all this kind of stuff, imagine what I could do with it. So, yeah, for me, I tend to just go, I know what the limitations are, because I've been using Notion for that long. I'm able to sort of live with that, but I can understand from a new user's perspective if they were to come in and be like, I expected it to do that, and it's not working how I imagine, that they might just go elsewhere. So
yeah, that makes sense. Maria, what do you feel like is lacking in Notion right now?
Yeah, for me it's speed as well. Ben said, the performance. Basically, It takes a while for things to load it sometimes, especially databases that have a lot of information. Some of my clients are also looking forward to the online offline mode, if that's even possible. They complain about the speed. So I think that's where the priorities should lie for Notion. Although they do listen to their customers a lot, they actually take in all of the feedback and they make sure that what we are asking, they're working on it. So if we're asking for APIs, they're working for APIs. I asked for timeline for a while, and they came out with that not long ago. So
nice.
That's the same with a lot of other features that they add in. So I'm looking forward to those changes. But for now, yeah, that's where I'm a little bit annoyed with is with the speed.
Yeah, and Kay, how are you feeling with Notion right now? What do you think it needs?
Broken record here, but speed. I used OmniFocus for a really long time and still kind of do.
Okay, yeah.
I've basically had to create hacks around Notion to make my workflow faster and compensate for the speed shortcomings. So the two that I use, they're more based on the habits that I've had over the years. But if I need to create a note quickly, I use Drafts. And then at the end of the day, I kind of like import them or ask my VA to import them into Notion. And if I need to import tasks quickly, I use OmniFocus. That's really a creature of habit. I wish I could just do it all in one app. It's not the end of the world, but I could see it's also kind of, if you're not like a productivity junkie, you're probably rolling your eyes at me saying that that's a lot of work to do. I would never do that. So speed would be the one thing. Has gotten faster. So, I do think that they're definitely, they listen very astutely to what their customers say. And then the other one that's been around for a while, which I think will be here quite soon, would be the API, because I still use Airtable.
Yeah.
You know, I create a lot of online content. So I need my WordPress to talk to my Stripe, to talk to my, other things. And so I use Airtable for those tasks. And I would like to, it's the only time I use Airtable. I think Airtable is a phenomenal product. I would sacrifice some of Airtable's database functionalities if Notion had the API to have it all in one place.
Mm. Yeah, Notion's API may be its most looked forward to new feature that should be coming out in the next few months. At the end of the year last December, what was it, on the 17th, Notion's head platform, Christina, came on SaaS Radio Hour and was talking with us about the API and some of the ways they're already seeing people using it and testing it. So I'm curious, are any of you using the Notion API yet? Do you have beta access?
No, not currently.
I don't.
No, I don't.
No. Who are these people and why aren't they us?
Presumably they must be partners. I think they were, they had
I think
talked
it's
about having more partners. Yeah, trying it first and building workflows. So when you get access to the Notion API, what are you most excited about getting hooked up? I know, Kay, you just mentioned getting, WordPress and Stripe, I believe, hooked up to
WordPress. Basically managing content and sales through, I use a teaching platform called Podia. So Podia, WordPress, payment systems, and then accounting systems, Xero.
Okay, yeah. And you'd want to pull all that into Notion automatically, basically.
I'd want to have some of the summary data in Notion.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, for example, I would...
Anyone else?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I would do the automations with Notion. some I would try to make as much automatic transactions in Notion as possible. So depending on where the information is flowing, and also, like I said, summarizing that information in a way that is visually appealing. I know that there are some apps that do like Notion charts and stuff like that, but yeah, I would love to gather, take the information that's from the database and summarize them or automate them in a way that can help me agilize my own work. I would love that with API.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like the best thing here is going to be, well, I may be biased because having worked with Zapier in the past, but I feel like the best thing here is going to be having tools like Zapier, Ift, and other automation engines. When you can connect Notion's API to them, then you can basically automatically pull data into something like Zapier, have it watch for specific items, then dump them into Notion as needed, instead of just getting the full stream of data.
Yeah.
Ben, how do you plan to use the API?
I'm excited about the prospect of sort of being able to get information out of Notion, which might sound kind of weird, but I feel like something Notion could essentially be used as a pretty powerful content management system. Obviously, people are using it currently, whether that's through, you know, a worker script, which essentially just masks the original Notion page, or something like Super, which their static offering, which essentially takes all your information, outputs it into a static format, and then uploads it to another server. Just the possibility of doing that yourself, setting up something, so you're essentially using it as like a headless content management system. You make an update in Notion, it automatically pushes that change through. I'm super excited about that. So essentially, yeah, getting the information out of Notion, and then all the automation stuff, hooking that into Zapier and that kind of thing would be awesome. But yeah, that would be for me the most exciting thing.
So you mentioned using Notion as a CMS and essentially using it to publish data and the workarounds people are already using. I'm curious, are any of you guys using Notion right now to run a website? I know that is Tim, who was going to come on the call, I don't believe he was available, has done that extensively, building websites around Notion. Have you done that? And if so, how did it go? If not, do you think this is a good idea, or do you think Notion's better internal and using other things to publish?
I've got some opinions about this, so other people might want to go first.
You go, Ben.
Go for it.
I like the idea of it. Especially Super's static offering. I think that's definitely the way that it should be done. My concern with the Cloudflare script that is used by essentially every other thing, Fruition, Potion, all of those, the limitation on that is every Notion page has a unique ID, which if you take that unique ID and you put it at the end of any of the domains that are using that Cloudflare worker script, it displays that page like it's part of that domain, which might not sound bad, but when you start thinking about someone could make a page which, you know, says some not so nice things, and then all of a sudden it's associated with your domain, you start wondering, okay, that doesn't sound so great. Another issue with that is that it then starts indexing those pages with that domain. So I know I've got a number of my public Notion pages that come up under Tim's domain, for example, because he's linked to my public Notion pages from his. So that starts getting confusing. So yeah, I always recommend against it. I don't sit there and, you know, shout from the rooftops about it. But yeah, I think that way of going about it currently, because there's no way of Notion or that script knowing whether that's my page or somebody else's, I'd stick to the static stuff, which I imagine is going to become much more. There's going to be more of that once the API is released. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's wild. I did not realize that, but I guess it makes sense because it's essentially all just on Notion's domain and you're doing a bit of fancy wrapping.
And even insofar as you can, if you went to optimization/pricing, it brings up the Notion pricing page. it was a fun workaround, but now it's all over the place. And and the issue now is that if Notion changed that, all these websites suddenly stop working. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's wild. Okay. Any other thoughts around publishing with Notion?
I don't use Notion for building websites. I see some of the people that do use it for smaller type of resume type of websites and small information or like a capturing emails and stuff like that. But I don't really recommend it as a full-fledged website, but perhaps as a landing page that could work, or when you're sharing your templates and stuff, or when you're sharing your digital garden or stuff like that, or your wiki, that can work. But I do recommend that you have your own website besides doing it in Notion.
Yeah, similar for me. I don't use Super or any of those domain redirecting tools, but I do fire up quick little, usually they're gallery views. So I might do like a little job board site where it's a database that's locked, that's just showing, a link and a picture to some jobs that I might have found. Little things like that actually would, I'm not technical, so I don't know how to do that in WordPress or. So right. I would do those. Obviously, you lose the domain value of it, but you gain in speed where, I have a newsletter, so I could just tell my readers to go, if you want to visit the weekly job board site, just go to this Notion page. And so it's adding value to them. It's not building, SEO, traditional SEO value, email capture, that kind of stuff's hard. But if you don't care about that stuff, the trade-off is speed and it just looks good. Like it's super responsive. It loads quickly, works on mobile, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. So we're not using it to publish, but you're using it extensively to build stuff for your own internal use and for, teams, I guess, if you're working with teams, I would assume you're using your internal Notion tools with them as well. So I'm curious, what's the most powerful custom thing you've built in Notion? I know a few of you had mentioned different things you've worked on. Kay, I believe you had built a Notion dashboard. I had a YouTube video, I believe, I'd come across about detailed Notion dashboard. What do you think? What's your biggest Notion thing you've built so far that was just like something people wouldn't assume you could build out of a Notes app?
I think the thing that people wouldn't assume is the way that I'm able to manage my team. And so what do I mean by that? So I can, I have a marketing intern and I can just create a new email campaign in Notion. And obviously it doesn't sync to ConvertKit, which is my email software, but it pre-populates all of the variables. I just write the email that I want to send. It pings the intern once I'm done. Then she uploads it. She loads it into ConvertKit and then messages me back in Notion, marks the task complete. I see it, I get different notifications that it's been marked done. And so the power, I run a small business. I've basically two part-time employees. So the power of originating an invoice in Stripe to a VA, never leaving Notion, and then watching the workflow complete itself through Notion. So that's a hybrid mix of, project management, task task templating, workflow, you know, our specific workflow. But that's the one that I think is just the neatest because you know, I can create a type form and I get a link back. Obviously there's a human on the other side of it, but still I get this detailed type form link that I can just go out and share, and I never have to open the type form app.
Yeah, interesting. So you mentioned sending a Stripe invoice and running everything all the way through Notion. Do you have some way of connecting Stripe invoices with Notion, or is there still a bit of manual copying and pasting else to automate stuff?
In this case, it's just very precisely assigning the task to someone else who then does it in the other software.
So once the API is out and you can automate some of this, you could probably build a whole lot more of that directly into Notion. But for now, it's more or less you have a great process set up in Notion.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Maria, I believe you said you had built a habit tracker. Is that the biggest thing you've built in Notion, or do you have anything else that you think is just incredible that people would like to hear about?
A few years ago, I did come up with a flow of roles. So let me explain that. So basically, looking at the roles that you have in your life, you can have different spaces that are catered to that role. For example, if you're a manager, then you have all of your planning tools available. Or if you're an entrepreneur or a visionary, then you have all of the tools available for you to plan and look, towards the future. Or if you're a technician, then you have all of the tools to really basically work with your tasks. So that workflow basically that I publish on YouTube, people really seem to like it. It's kind of like a new creative gamified way to do things. But I also have like a journal in there as well, like a database of journals, and as well as the habit tracker that really helps me with my own execution throughout the day, making sure that I have everything in check, that I'm not dropping the ball or that I'm not forgetting things. And so all of that helps me see information in different ways. And it doesn't make it boring. So making it fun for me is very important. More than the aesthetic part, I also need to find information quickly. And so making spaces, depending on like where, what type of information I need to consume, really helps. So having those role spaces, the journal and habit tracker makes me feel like I'm grounded or connected to what I'm doing.
That's fascinating. I noticed you mentioned wanting it to feel fun and feel designed in a way that's for the task that's at hand. Do you find Notion's very minimal design options being limiting there, or do you find that it's enough to still give some variety and let you do what you're wanting to accomplish design-wise?
Yeah, I feel it's perfect for me because I also can add my own personality with the cover or with the emojis, or adding some, you know, design elements to my layouts or to my spreads. So that's how I make it less, you know, minimal. I do love color, and so I try to make it as colorful for myself or interesting for myself as possible. So I feel Notion is pretty flexible with that.
Nice. My Notion is entirely black and white, other than some emojis that I probably took too much time to add. So I have to try.
No judgment. No judgment.
So Ben, what's the biggest thing you've built in Notion so far?
I was just thinking about that. I think my biggest undertaking thus far has been a little project that I started for myself, which was sort of going around other platforms like Coda and Basecamp, Monday, Fibre, all that kind of stuff, and sort of seeing how easy it was to replicate their sort of workflows within Notion, if that makes sense. So sort of seeing what functionality they had that could be replicated in Notion. So I think I'm up to about 30 or something templates now from across all of those, ClickUp and stuff as well, where I've kind of just gone in, found a template which kind of encompasses what that software is about, and just going, how would this work in Notion? And it was a really eye-opening project, because you start seeing the shortcomings of Notion, you start seeing the shortcomings of all the other platforms as well. But yeah, was able to get pretty close with most of them, to be honest. Obviously, it takes a lot of work, but you know, was able to sort of make a version of Basecamp in Notion, including all the commenting and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think that at this point has been my sort of biggest undertaking Notion wise. But I've made all of those available because why not?
That is wild. So you're just reinventing other software inside Notion.
Yeah. And yeah, as I said, it sort of started as a little project and kind of blew completely out of control when you start going, oh, I wonder if I can do what code is doing here. And obviously, once again, there's limitations with automations and integrations and that kind of stuff. But once you look at the core sort of level of how these things are put together, Notion can pretty much handle it all. So it's encouraging. That once that API gets released, it's just going to open up a whole new world.
One CODA feature I've always sort of wished you could do in Notion is where you can reference cells inline, including formulas, and then just have that auto-populate inside your text. And so you can essentially write a report and then change some values in the table, and it updates the cells numbers or whatever you talked about in the report, which seems wild. I'm not actually sure how much I would use that in real life, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? And I think CODA is probably out of all the database-based platforms at the moment, they're probably closest to that sort of spreadsheet functionality where you can reference other cells from elsewhere, whereas Airtable, Notion, you're pretty much stuck with your row or your page. And if you want to pull in information, you got to do relationships and you do roll-ups, and then you start hitting limitations with how many times you can use a formula in a row. So yeah, you start seeing these little things, like the weaknesses, and you go, oh, I really wish. Yeah. Inline formulas, even just being able to change the column type for the title of a database in Notion would be a dream come true for me.
It is true. They are many of the things like that in Notion are very structured. The database is far less flexible than it seems like it would be in some ways. And then in other ways, it's quite flexible. So we are coming right up against the top of the hour. And so I'm wondering, in closing, do any of you have anything else about Notion you would like to share today? Maybe something new you've recently started doing in Notion, or a tip you have, or something to leave the audience with as a parting thought?
Well, for me, I'm starting to use and learn how to use Zettelkasten with Notion as well. So I created a database of permanent notes, like they say. So Zettelkasten basically means it's like a sleep box. And before, the person that invented this method is by having index cards with the definition or like a little note about a specific topic, and then adding it and then connecting it with other ideas. And so it's the connection of ideas with the relational with the relations in databases that helps me connect different types of information to for agilizing the writing process. So that's something that I'm learning, and also adding more and more to that box of ideas. So I'm excited to grow that as well. It's exciting.
Very cool. So that's the basic wiki linking idea that essentially is the idea behind everything from Wikipedia type tools to Rome Research, right? Where you have a OneNote and everything else linked back to that.
Right.
And have you found that, has that changed how you use Notion? Has that changed how you've organized stuff so far? Or do you feel like it's just an extra way of adding on some discovery to your notes?
Yeah, it's another layer of note discovery, I feel, because I do have several pages in databases depending on what the information is. So I have a database for collecting information and then giving it a status. So if I want to read or to summarize some kind of information, then I tag it. And then when I create my own type of content, this is the learning and the knowledge, the concrete knowledge that I'm gathering from all the things that I'm consuming is where it goes to that settlecast. And so it really depends what kind of information, how it flows. So first I have an inbox, but then it flows into the settlecast or into the projects or areas. But it does arrive in one central place, like UTD, and then it goes to either, yeah, my sleep box or other areas. So yeah, it does. It's kind of like an extra bonus little thing that I have there to find information that I already learned, so I don't have to keep relearning or having to remembering this information.
Awesome, that's really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to come on. Kay, what's your final thoughts today? Anything new in Notion or something you would like to leave the audience with?
Honestly, I'm going to sound so basic, but the thing that it's such a little trick that, but it saves me so much time is that because I use all these primary tables, I always set my default sort to last modified would be the most recent, like on top. And so it just that little thing means, because if I modified it, there's a good chance that I need to find it again. And if it's been untouched for a year, there's a good chance that I probably don't ever need to see that page again. And so it kind of is this like little tiny thing that just like resurfaces the things that you are working on in your last, you know, pane of 25 pages, so that you can kind of always find things. And Notion doesn't default sort. I think it definitely doesn't sort off of modified date. It probably sorts off of created date ascending. So that's just like a little thing. I go immediately into my tables and set that, so that at least in the base view, I have a good shot at finding the page that I want. My goal is always to limit the number of mouse clicks.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Honestly have never thought of doing that before, which blows my mind that I hadn't thought of doing that. One thing I had come across when I'd upgraded to iOS 14 last fall is the Notion widget on iPhone and iPad. You can add this widget to your home screen that will show your most recently accessed notes, documents in Notion. And so that accomplishes sort of a similar kind of idea, but on a more global scale of everything across Notion. Here's the last three or five items that you've opened.
Totally.
And that itself has already been a huge time saver for me. So I'm going to give your table trick a try. Okay, Ben, over to you.
I was just going to finish with, just letting anyone know that if they wanted any help with Notion, that we have pretty thriving communities over on Reddit, which, you know, tends to be frowned upon, but we're doing amazing over there. We just passed 80,000 members. And we've got a Discord server as well, which, there's always someone there answering questions, any questions you've got. So, that would be my leaving note, that if anyone needs any help, There's always someone around.
That is awesome. That's r/Notion on Reddit?
That is correct, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And where can listeners find each of you? Ben, where's the best place to find you on the internet?
I am Ben something everywhere. So Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, literally everywhere. but Twitter's usually, yeah, I'm not as active as I should be on there, but if anyone's got any questions or thoughts or anything, Ben something on Twitter.
Ben something. Love that. Maria, where should we find you if we want to learn more about Notion from you?
You can find me on my website, groovywink.com, or Twitter at Kirissima, basically, or you can search Maria Andrei, and that's me. So that's groovywink.com is my website where I have resources of Notion, or you can find my services there, and we can just chat on Twitter.
Awesome.
You can just search my name. Yeah.
Awesome. And Kay, where's the best place to find you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having all of us. And I know many of us, Ben and Maria and I, hang out in many of the same virtual spaces, but it's great to be in the same room. So thank you all. For me, Rad Reads, Rad, RADREADS, radreads.co is, if you sign up for my newsletter there, there's a bunch of different Notion templates, 10-day kind of tutorials. And then Twitter, again, it's probably easier. That's when you know you have a bad Twitter name, when it's easier to search your name than to. But if you just look for Twitter, KHE, you'll find me. My first name's Kemred.
Nice. Well, for what it's worth, today I was trying to tweet about the show, and I didn't have a list of all of your Twitter handles ready. And so I just Googled each of your names followed by Twitter Notion, and that got the right people each time. So that
Perfect.
Works too.
All right.
Good to know.
Well, thank you all so much for coming on today. It's been awesome chatting about Notion. And everyone who's tuned in, thank you for listening. And we'll be back. Actually, on Thursday, we have Ben Lang from the Notion marketing team coming on to chat about how Notion team uses Notion. So be sure to tune in for that. And thank you so much for listening. That's all for today. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.